This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, this is a powerful force in radio with a powerful group of established female broadcasters. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then, of course, there's me. I am in touch with my feminine side, thank you very much, and am open to all of the conversations that we can have that may have previously led to a battle of the sexes. Don't need any of that stuff. We have enough battles going on. I found one thing that I thought this sort of is a confluence of influence, if you will. That's a phrase I just came up with. I thought that was pretty smart, right? A confluence of influence. Because I don't think you can influence anybody, and this is the trouble with our political realities today, if you are convinced that this person or this group of people are your enemy. If you want to win somebody over to your cause, I think the first thing you got to do is convince him or her that you are his sincere friend. That was something Abraham Lincoln said during a debate back in 1862. And isn't it applicable today? Look at it. We try to win somebody over. I've been talking in the last few months about being on the debate team in college and finding some of my old notes about things. One of the things that I found, I don't know if we talked about it here, I talked about it with the doctors, Dr. Ken especially, because I'm not a big fan of just blanket vaccines, but in one of the debates I did when I was in college and I won the debate was to convince people that they ought to get vaccinated. And, you look at that, but the people who were in the audience were interested and they weren't contrary to the idea. I think if you have an open-minded group, and that's what I hope most of the people listening to this program are, an open-minded group who want to hear a discussion from both sides or all sides and then make up their mind about things. Tough to get into people who have already made up their mind and they don't want to listen to conversation. I think that's one of the things that makes us the place to think every day. Hopefully that's the case. So, Jennifer, with that introduction, what are we thinking about?
Well, we're not going to think too hard. We're going to have a little bit of fun. I asked you guys what the sexiest accent is, American accents, not you can't play with Australian or English, what would be your answers?
I know the Boston accent came in second in the survey.
Oh, you're a cheater. Yeah, right. Well, no, there's
because
no way
I'm aware
Boston
of what's
accent.
Going on.
Yeah. There's no way a Boston with accent is sexy.
A man with a Boston accent is sexy.
Awful.
A woman with a Boston accent, ugh,
I think
it's not
awful.
It's not
both,
pretty.
Both
I prefer no accent at all. Actually, if I hear an accent.
Is that even possible?
Well, I think there's the typical, like, I don't know, generic American accent.
Yeah.
That kind of goes along the...
Kara is the one
like
with the most, I think, dramatic accent here. She's a
really?
Baltimorean. Oh, yeah.
You think I have an accent?
I do.
There are certain... Well, I don't know that you have an accent.
McFadden
there are certain
has an
words.
Accent.
Well, there are certain words that Kara says that definitely sound very Baltimore-y.
I don't think any American accent is sexy. Yeah. I don't know. When I think of, like,
southern
the...
Accents.
I don't think a southern one is. I don't think a California one is. I don't really think a New York one is. I think America has ugly accents.
She's insulting.
How about a Minnesotan accent?
That's on the list.
All right,
so let me tell you about the survey. So 50 United States accents have been ranked. And
50? There are 50 different accents?
Yeah, I know. I was
wow.
surprised about that, too. And they were ranked from most sexy, sexiest, to least sexy. The Long Island accent was ranked the least sexy accent in the United States.
No one's surprised there.
The New Jersey accent was ranked second worst. And this study was actually conducted amongst a sampling of... a travel website's 1.5 million social media followers. So this was a pretty broad survey. According to the results, California didn't do too bad. The California accent was ranked the 10th sexiest in the country. I guess I'm just having trouble trying to figure out what the accent is. According to this report, Vowels are super long, and dudes become dude. But
yeah,
apparently,
I was gonna
people
ask
think
if it's the surfer one or
Southern
if it's the
California
Valley Girl
is different.
One.
Yeah,
yeah, oh, California Valley. Actually,
Jennifer used to have a Valley Girl accent when I first.
I still do a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but not like you used to.
I turn it on and off when I need to because I like it. California Valley number 46 of 50. So Valley Girls don't do so well anymore. Number one on the list of the sexiest accent is Texas. So a Texas. An accent, right. Followed by Bostonian at 2. Thanks, Dougie, for spoiling. New
There's
York,
no
3.
Way. I still disagree with the Bostonian. No way.
Manor, number 4. Too. Chicago's at 5. Mississippi at 6. Hawaii, that's a weird one, at 7th. Philadelphia at 8. St. Louis at 9. And then California at 10. At
I'm
the
sorry,
bottom
I,
of the list.
I love Philadelphia. Okay, so Philadelphia's bad, right?
It's appropriate.
No, that's
yeah.
good. No, no, no.
Philadelphia's
that's,
good? Really?
That's a
yes,
harsh
that's
accent.
That's the sexiest. That's 1 through 10. So there
wow.
you go. He's their number 8
know.
On the list. Now, yeah. for the least sexy, if we want to go from 40 to 50, at number 40, Appalachian. Pennsylvania Dutch is 41, Cincinnati's 42, Pittsburgh 43, Floridian 44, Southern Ohioan 45. I wouldn't even know what some of these
Southern
are.
Southern Ohio, yeah, I
Southern
wouldn't
Ohioan
even
is
that.
Appalachian. The same, it's basically
well,
the same thing.
It's different on the list. California yeah, Valley right. is 46, Alaskan 47, Minnesotan 48, New Jersey 49, and Long Island at number 50. So there you go.
Wow. Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Well, see, people on Long Island don't actually say it like that. It's almost one word. No. It's Long Island. It's there is no G. And you know what? Honestly, I think when I hear a New Jersey accent, I can hear it now living back here again in New Jersey. I hear it. But it's not nearly as harsh as the rest of the country thinks it is. So what people think is a New Jersey accent really isn't. It's really usually more of a New York accent. So I think New Jersey gets a bad rap with that because it's just, it's not as bad.
What's the
it's
difference
not as
between
bad.
New Jersey and New York?
Accent-wise. It's kind of, you know what, it's almost a tone that's mm-hmm. different. It is hard to describe.
New Yorkers
if anyone's,
know it all.
Well, if you've ever heard Artie Lang, and I know a lot of people like him from Howard Stern, he has a typical New Jersey accent. That's the accent that's a real New Jersey. It's not a good accent, but that's a real true New Jersey accent. So it's very different from New York, but we get lumped in with a lot of bad stuff from New York. We do.
Okay. So there it is. All I know is when I went to college at the age of tender age of 17, and I showed up there and started talking to people and they heard my accent, man, was I an outcast. So I decided for survival purposes I better do something, and that's how I started on the radio. Went to the radio station, talked to the fellow who was the manager of the student manager of the station, and I said, I'm getting a lot of jazz from my friends here about my New England accent. What can I do? So he had me, sit down in front of a microphone. We taped some stuff. And he said, well, I'll work with you. I'm happy to help you out. He really wanted me to pledge his fraternity. That's why he did it. And I ended up doing that. But it was...
Did you sound like Ted Kennedy going into this?
Awful.
How did you...
Worse. I was awful.
Really?
It was awful. You can still hear it in some of the early tapes. Bob had some early stuff of me on the radio when I was a teenager. And it still was there until... It took me 4 years to really get out of...
It still pops out on you every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Yeah, it does. You're right about that. It does. But... It was something that I didn't like when I heard it. I wasn't conscious of it because you're never, when you listen to yourself, you're not listening to what other people hear. You're hearing yourself through your ears, through the inner workings of your esophagus and your mouth and your tongue and your eardrums internally. You're not hearing whatever you got. Like what I'm hearing right now in my voice is not what you're hearing because it sounds different when it comes out of your mouth. Then it sounds internally in your ear. None of you sound to yourselves like you sound to us because it just, that's the way the system of your body works. So when I heard myself first, I was horrified. Oh my God. I said, that's me? And he said, right. He said, yep, that's you. So I worked hard on that. That was one of the first things I did really concentrated on when I was in school.
Well, so, you sound fine now.
So here I am, 150 years later, not sounding like I did when I went to school. Hooray! 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right.
With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of names in the news here on the DJB program. Jodie Foster's mother passed away at the age of 90. Her name was Evelyn. So she's mourning the death of her mom, who basically managed her career until she won the Oscar for her role in The Silence of the Lambs. She and her siblings, Lucinda, Constance, and Bud, released a kind of sweet, moving obituary for their mother, who died this week from complications of dementia. Quote, Evelyn was without a doubt strongest person her family has ever met, a champion, a fighter, full of fire and love. No one could beat her style, all 5 feet tall with naturally corkscrew hair. We've all known somebody like that, some little person who had a big impact, right? Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her mother actually worked as a publicist for Grace Kelly, Gregory Peck, James Stewart, Marilyn Monroe for a while. So that's some sad news for Jodie Foster fans. Those of you who are Jimmy Carter and his wife fans, he and Rosalind were both in the hospital this week. I didn't realize that she was in, but she was.
Me neither.
He had he'd fallen down and is recuperating at home, going through some physical therapy. But Rosalind Carter was there. She felt faint and was admitted to the hospital for observation and testing. And she's 91. He's 94, I think. So anyway, they said thanks to the many people who went on social media to wish them well. Yes, nothing wrong with that. And Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin announced he's going to go back to China to talk about trade. So let's hope he has a little better success record than what we've had to this point in fixing that mess. 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
My opinion. This is There Goes My Miracle. Look at his voice, how strong it sounds.
I never knew he could sing like this.
Yeah.
I can't stand this voice. I can't stand it.
Yeah, you don't like Bruce?
I'm not a Bruce fan either, but I just didn't know he could sing like that.
He always sings like he's asking a question.
Drives me nuts. And I know people love him. I'm sorry.
I have terrible taste in music.
No, you don't. You have your taste in music.
I like him, but I'm not a fan of the music either.
I like his hits. I think there are a lot of great stories in his hits. And I think he has a great story in that he survived as long as he has and has a voice. When you go to his concerts, he has three or four performances a week all the time. And he's on the stage for 3 hours. He doesn't just go up there for an hour. He's up there away.
Yeah, I feel like, for me, that's too long. I don't need him to break a record and do 4 hours of a show. That's too much for me.
Well,
but I'm not a fan,
so some people
eat it up.
I just think there's a lot of material there that he's done very well with, and I appreciate the fact that at his age, he's able to do what he can do
with
his voice.
He's only in his 60s, right?
I think he's 67, 68, something like that, in that vicinity. So this is a new song called There Goes My Miracle. What do we think? We think we already kind of talked about it with regard to his voice. I like it, frankly. This is like his first single, Hello Sunshine, from the 60s. He was influenced, he said, by Glenn Campbell, Burt Bacharach, and that's what it does. It sounds like. I can hear that. Yeah.
Love gives and love takes,
man, is that the truth? Western Stars comes out the 12th of next month. It's his first record of all new songs since Wrecking Ball came out in 2012. Kind of unclear if he plans any sort of tour to promote Western Star. He just shows up and does, he's booked everywhere all over the place. I'm surprised he hasn't done the same sort of thing in New York. That's because he's just as popular there as Billy Joel is. Why he hasn't just done that thing. And I think if you're just interested in the money, it's clear Billy Joel is just interested in the money. Although he puts on a good show, don't get me wrong. He's interested in the money. He's got how many three ex-wives he's going to pay off, plus the one he's got now? took its toll. All right, so anyway, he has, Bruce has said that he's already written songs for a future E Street Band album. He said, quote, it just came out of nowhere, almost nowhere. He said it was good, you know. I had a couple of weeks of those little daily visitations. It was so nice, makes you so happy. So there'll be another tour. He did, had a conversation with Martin Scorsese at a Netflix event in L.A. He doesn't like Los Angeles, doesn't like to be there, isn't even, he loves being in New Jersey, and he always talks about New Jersey. New Jersey, New Jersey, New Jersey. Next up here musically is Adam Lambert. Adam has released a new single, another new song. This one's called New Eyes. He and the next album, his fourth, called Velvet. It's been 4 years since Lambert's last LP, at least a solo LP. And in that time, he's filled a lot of time working with Brian May, Roger Taylor, as they try to push along the modern incarnation of Queen. Lyrically, this new song, New Eyes, delves into pretty dark subject matter, reflecting the personal struggles he's had to deal with. Open letter to fans that he sent out in February. This letter and the song, a lot about that. He credited Queen with helping him pull himself out of a downward spiral. Queen and Adam Lambert hitting the road for a North American tour in July. Before then, he's appearing on the finale of American Idol next week in Good Morning America concert.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he hopes there will not be a war with Iran, making the remark in response to a reporter's question outside the White House yesterday. There have been reports some high-level administration officials are suggesting possible U.S. military action against Iran soon. Democratic Representative and White House candidate Tulsi Gabbard on the possibility.
What I think is important for the American people to know is that a war with Iran would make the war in Iraq look like a cakewalk. The devastation and the cost would be far greater than anything we've ever experienced before.
She spoke on Fox News. Colorado's Secretary of State's banning her staff from official travel to Alabama because of its new abortion law. Alabama's governor this week signing the bill that bans nearly all abortions, with no exceptions for rape or incest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. it gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And JNV program on the air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, all here to aid you. Aid and comfort to our friends. That's what this is all about. Victoria, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of showbiz news. Earlier this week, we announced that the Steve Harvey show had been canceled. And that had been, his talk show has been on for 7 years, and this is on NBC. He is being replaced by the new Kelly Clarkson talk show, which is actually called The Kelly Clarkson Show. So it turns out that Steve did not go willingly, and we were wondering at the time if he was just ready to hang it up, if he didn't want to do the show anymore. Apparently, that is not the case, and he has given some interesting quotes. He said, quote, "I thought I was going to stay with NBC until they made an announcement a couple weeks ago that they wanted to give Kelly Clarkson my slot. I didn't know if it sold. I don't know if it had sold at the time. It wasn't selling as well as they had thought it would." He said, "But I thought it would have been nice for them to come to me and give me, you know, another option." He said, "I'm an old school guy, and I thought that you're supposed to just talk to people and say, look, you've been good business for us. This is what we're thinking of doing. Are you okay with that? How do you feel?" He said, but he basically found out by reading Variety. So that's how he found out that his talk show got cut.
That's the modern world of business.
It is. It sucks. Unfortunately. Yep. And that's essentially what he says.
People think, whether you're running an airline or you're running a hotel business or you're running a network radio or television business, that's it. The communication skills these people have, they are like Neanderthals. And what are they afraid of? Or are they that damned arrogant? I hope he gets a job somewhere else, goes on at the same time, and knocks the hell. I don't have anything against Kelly Clarkson, but
yeah,
I don't
she
like
gets caught up in it.
People.
Yeah, she. Yeah, unfortunately,
fault.
There's
yeah.
just no empathy in business anymore. There's no warning.
No.
There's no nothing. We see it in the entertainment business all the time,
all
in the radio
time.
Business, where one day you have a job and the next day they're walking you to your car. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, the original, he rebranded the Steve Harvey Show to just being called Steve. And so that, I guess the part of the purpose of that was to bring in more celebrity guests and more comedic segments, which is how his talk show really launched. And so now they're thinking it might end up somewhere with Facebook, that it might go online. And so it will showcase more comedic and topical segments. And so maybe that's where he'll end up.
Maybe do a show with Facebook.
Well, Facebook has that Jada Pinkett Smith show that everybody talks about, the Red Table.
Facebook TV.
Yeah, Facebook TV.
Yeah, how do you find it? Just go to Facebook and /TV?
I don't have Facebook anymore, so I have no idea, actually.
We're at Facebook.com/DJV show. You do Facebook.com/Steve or...
Could be, yeah,
Jada
maybe.
Pinkett.
It's probably safest to go to their pages, and then you can probably connect there.
Yeah.
Well, but it's not the huge audience that he's been enjoying for all these years.
He has a very good radio program on every morning, does very well in selected markets. I think he's on about 70 stations in good markets. I think in New York he's number one, matter of fact, or close to where he was in the mornings. He's done very well in urban circumstances. He still is. A stand-up person. Stand-up guy, but he does stand-up. That's how he got started. After living in his car for 2 years, I find that to be the most interesting part of him. Frankly, the fact that he could survive living in his car for as long as he did, have the determination that he had, and to make it come true, have it come to what he envisioned. He wanted to be a star. He wanted to be a performer, and he got there.
Can I commandeer for a second?
Yeah.
Quickly, because when we interviewed Steve Harvey, one of the things that sticks with me is that he was so poor. He was living in his car, and when he got his first TV show, he just started spending all of his money, and he didn't realize that you actually had to pay taxes to the IRS.
Uh-huh.
And he got in trouble for tax evasion early on. And so he almost had to rebuild himself all over again because he owed the IRS a sizable amount of money. And so that always stuck with me. Flash forward to last night, I spent some time with my cousin. She is 18. She'll be 19 in July. She runs for Notre Dame and is a smart kid, straight-A student. She wants to go into statistics, and she is a world-class runner. Literally, she and her sister are twins, first and second fastest girls in California when they went to Notre Dame.
Wow.
So they're incredible kids. And we went into a conversation. I said something about the mob, and she said, "What's that?"
The mob.
And so what you just made me think of with Steve Harvey is how many things people don't know, smart, educated, wonderful people, and then it makes me wonder what I don't know.
Because
there obviously is something that we all don't know, but do you ever let your brain kind of go through all that
stuff? This is the information age.
Yeah.
A lot of information, and people seem to have less of it than they used to, even though there's more of it around. That I find fascinating, frankly. The podcast of the DJV show at djvshow.com, the most recent one that's posted up there now, you can hear us talking about Burger King's new delivery service. They'll bring you food to the, if you're in a traffic jam, hey, listen, how about a Burger King in the traffic jam? Also, we talked a lot about the new meatballs at IKEA. They aren't really meatballs at all. And we celebrate National Mimosa a day. Some airline news also on the podcast, talking about the trouble for Boeing, which is a big issue this week on the Talkers Countdown. The pilot's conversation with Boeing about the 737 MAX and its systems. Wow. And while we were there, we talked about Southwest in hot water after they kicked a passenger off for making a joke. Good God. And then Kara brings us up to date on the Game of Thrones and the petition that hundreds of thousands of unhappy fans have signed this week to refilm.
Which Kara is not a fan, right?
The last season, no. All right, so hear the stories, hear the conversation, have the fun. You don't get to listen to all of the program. This puts it into perspective each time we do it. podcast is at djvshow.com. And you can follow us on social media at facebook.com/djvshow or on Twitter at djvshow. Or you can follow Jennifer at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. I want to just, while we're in the airline thought mode, we were talking about technology and that thing in San Francisco where they're banning the use of facial recognition technology. I'm with them on this because it does violate, in my mind, the opponents make a good argument about it violating both the amendment, First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment. This country has become so technologically astute, if you will, or maybe dependent, that we're violating a lot of constitutional premises, in my opinion. I think we're losing focus. All these people that run around talking about the Constitution, they don't really know. There's something a lot of people yak about it, but they don't really know what's in it. And so from this discussion came a memory. Last time I checked in was last week. When did I go? Well, I went to Baltimore last week. I remember checking in for the first time. They didn't want to see my ticket. They just wanted to see my license. So apparently now, because it's that new, whatever they call those new licenses, they can find the ticket by just putting your picture. They put your picture in the facial recognition thing that they have when they check you out. And now they don't need to see the ticket anymore because the ticket comes up when you're, my God. I said to the guy, you don't need my ticket? He says, no, it's right here. So, you talk about the technology, the world of technology that we're living in. Wow. I don't care. I do pre-check, so they got all the information anyway, and I don't have the big beef with the TSA. If I had to go through the line every time I went to the airport, I'd be yakking about them all the time. But this system, frankly, I get into the airport, and go through, and it's usually 3-4 minutes at most from the time I get my walk in the line, get yourself verified, and go through the screening device, through the X-ray machine or whatever it is, and I'm done. So I don't find it a problem, but I do have a problem with some of this facial recognition stuff. So, in the meantime, we're going to focus on the way you can deal better with your money. If you're running out of money in retirement, we've got a lot of good ideas for you coming up right after this.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 in rewards for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us now is Gene Chatsky, who is a money expert, award-winning personal finance journalist. She's been on the Today Show a lot and has done a lot of work for various groups, co-founder and CEO of Her Money, which is a new digital media company focused on improving the relationships women have with money. So how is, Jean, the relationship women have with money different than men?
Well, women live on average 5 years longer than men, and we still earn significantly less, and we're the ones that take breaks from the workforce to care for kids and older parents. So at the end, we end up with less money than our male counterparts, and we need it to last significantly longer, and that requires different strategies.
So if a woman married to a man lives longer than he does, she usually get the money that he had? Isn't there a Social Security benefit or other benefits if he has a retirement? I'm not playing devil's advocate necessarily.
You brought up
something interesting.
The problem is that traditionally many women have ceded control of managing that money to their husbands, and then when we find ourselves on our own, as 90% of us do at some point in our lives, we're often at a loss as far as managing that money. We're also a little less risk tolerance, and growing our money to have enough for retirement, which is what we're talking about today, requires taking an a measured amount of risk, and that's something that women have to get more comfortable with than we are today. So at Her Money and on my Her Money podcast, we talk a lot about that.
I have a few friends, one woman I know well, who is quite well off financially, a lot of different considerations there, and she's very conservative with her investments to the point of not taking any chances at all. I think she probably, though, has invested or has people advising her to invest well and gets 6-7% back, maybe even 8% on her investments and takes no chances. Really.
Well,
so
and
you can do it if you work at it.
That you can do it if you work at it, and you have to work at it consistently. I mean, what we have in this country is really a retirement income crisis. Social Security is only going to cover about 40% of the average expenses that people have day to day once you hit retirement, which means there's a 60% gap in retirement income. And so although we talk a lot about save for retirement, save for retirement, save for retirement, what we're not talking about is, okay, once you've got those savings, how do you transition? How do you use that money in order to provide you with a protected income stream that will last the rest of your life? And so that's something that the Alliance for Lifetime Income is focused on and has developed this tool called the RISE score that can let you take a quick online quiz to figure out, all right, what is your retirement income picture actually going to look like, and do you need to figure out a way to supplement Social Security with another retirement paycheck?
Mm-hmm. So this is something that people would use as research. It's kind of like other things. You can find surveys, and no, it doesn't cost anything to go to Retire.
It doesn't cost anything.
RetireYourRisk.org/RISE-score. That's where you'd go to take
the
survey.
There you go. You take the survey. It'll give you a score that looks kind of like an SAT score. That's sort of how it's set up, or a credit score. And it'll show you whether you should be looking to take some of the money that you have socked away for retirement and convert it to a protected stream of retirement income. And for a lot of people, I think it makes sense. Look, I think it makes sense as you head into retirement to know that at least your fixed costs will be covered for the rest of your life, that you'll be able to keep a roof over your head and a car in the garage and food on the table. You want to leave some money in the market to grow? That's also a good idea. But we do need to know that our basic needs in retirement, as well as health care expenses, are covered.
Well, the interesting thing is that half the people who get to that age don't have any money at all. And that's one of the things that is kind of rattling people who are watching. What do people do to survive? They keep working. So if you want to take this survey, figure out what to do and how to do it. Good advice here from Gene Chesky. It's Retire Your Risk, all one word. RetireYourRisk.org/RISE-score. Take that, see where you fit, and take some of Gene's advice. Gene, thanks for being here. DJV time is 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert. He does a daily feature on this program as well, but I like talking to him because we both like cars, or as we say here in New England, Kaz. I don't know how they, well, if you listen to Nick, he lives on the West Coast in the Northwest, but he doesn't sound like he's from any place that's close to any place I know. But that's good. It's part of your charm, I think, as much as anything else. Right.
I come from Elfland.
Yes. We were just talking about how we want to live your life, get on a plane every week, go to some country and test drive a car. Or you went to Mercedes-Benz land this week to test out. What model did you test out?
Yeah, so I went to Norway, actually, to test out their new EQC, which is going to be their first all-electric SUV. And I was ready not to like it, but it's actually really interesting and a really cool vehicle. Everybody's bringing out electric SUVs. Jaguar has one. Audi has one. And so Mercedes are no different. And it was a lot of fun. Norway, on the other hand, is a very different country. Over 50% of the cars sold last month were electric, and you can't drive downtown in Norway unless you have an electric vehicle. So I take umbrage to that because I like to drive my big V8 downtown in the middle of Oslo, but they didn't seem to think that was a fun idea.
No. Well, that's true of all of Scandinavia, I think, Nick, not just Norway. I think Denmark is the same. Sweden is pretty much the same. Very progressive in their ideas about how to live life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it actually is quite charming, as they say.
Yes, and clean and healthy.
Very clean. Oh, my God, yes, very much so. So back here at home, the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, has taken a shot at Tesla because of, among other things, the death of that person in the car, the autopilot death. So what does the report, the initial report, show?
Well, it's interesting. It shows that the autopilot had only been on for 10 seconds when the accident happened, and the car was speeding at 68 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, which, again, is something that autopilot shouldn't allow to happen. A lot of the modern systems, especially in cars like Mercedes and BMW, actually reads the road signs and will tell you, you know, will not allow you to engage autopilot and do that sort of speeding. Yeah. But it drove basically straight into a large truck. It didn't brake. It didn't evade. It just plowed straight into it. And the unfortunate result of that was the driver perished. And now the NTSB is saying, Tesla, you screwed up.
Uh-huh. Well, they did, it would seem.
Yep.
So that's one of the things. I was thinking about, a friend of mine bought a car that's a combo Volvo this week, and he was showing it to me. It looks, the style is about the same as they've been for quite a while, but it was interesting to see how that stuff works. I feel like I'm a foreigner because I drive, like you do, a car that actually uses gas and a good deal of it. But not only that, I drive a pickup truck, and I have had for almost 20 years a Ford F-350 with a 7.3 engine on it. It got 330,000 miles, and the engine popped a year or so ago, so I had it rebuilt, and then something wasn't done right, and it came apart. Something came apart inside, so there's so much rust under the truck. I just decided I'm not spending any more money on it. So I found a 2004 F-250, which I went to get last week as a gas instead of a diesel. I find it has pretty much the same amount of torque, and I like the way it just felt good. Frankly, those older trucks too, but the Ford diesels in the mid 2000s are awful, as you know. So anybody buying a truck and buy a used truck, stay away from those things. Woof. Yeah.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the more modern the vehicle. I look back. I drove the new Supra in Virginia last week, and it has like just over 300 or 3.5 horsepower. And I was looking back to when we bridged 300 horsepower in a vehicle, and actually it was 2008 when the horsepower was 300, and now we're talking about, 5 years later, or 2008, sorry, that's 9 years later, where we're doing the same thing, 11 years later, and we're doing it in family cars now as well. So it just shows you buy a bigger truck that's much newer, and it has the same power as your twice-the-size older truck.
Yeah, right. The oldest Porsche in the world selling for $20 million? Where do we get in the line for that?
Right. That's pretty incredible. The oldest Porsche I could find selling for that much money. I mean, we've seen Ferraris sell for that sort of money in the past, but they seem to be one-offs. You should probably check your garage, Doug, to see if you have an old Porsche sitting there. You could be retiring next week. You know.
I got an old Mazda coupe, I think, down in the garage. Nick Miles, his website, Our Auto Expert Consultant.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.